Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast, Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. Before I begin today's podcast, I need to tell you about my latest Sarah Mars book that I just got. I can't wait to read it. My daughters and I are absolutely obsessed with Sarah Mars, and reading fiction, by the way, is so good for you. I actually did a whole podcast on it. Not only does it increase your intelligence and your creativity, but it calms your brain down, improves your brain waves. It just does so much for you. And it's how I relax and how I also stimulate my creativity. So go listen to that podcast. Okay, back to this podcast. In today's podcast, I'm sharing one of my recent neuro lives that I did on my NeuroCycle app as part of the New Year Brain Detox Challenge. Wow, that's a mouthful. Which you can still join. It's not too late. The link for more details will be in the show notes. In this particular NeuroLive, which you're going to hear now, I discuss the power of the non-conscious mind and how to tap into the wisdom of the non-conscious mind and the difference between the non-conscious, the subconscious, and the conscious mind and the unconscious. And why do you need this? Well, if you're going to learn to self-regulate and manage your mental health, this is a very important skill to have, to know how to tune into your non-conscious mind and to understand the difference. I also give you an exercise to help you. So just a note, if you're hearing this, you're currently not on the NeuroCycle app and will only be hearing the first half of this conversation. In order to hear the full episode with the exercise, you will need to subscribe to the NeuroCycle app where you can listen to the full episode in the NeuroLive section. If you want to listen to the full recording and tune into future webinars, just subscribe to the NeuroCycle app. I'll leave all the link in the show notes. And I will be doing all kinds of NeuroLives. We're going to be doing on how to handle worry, what is destructive worry, what is constructive worry, what anxiety really is, how to deal with difficult people. I'm going to be answering your questions. We'll be doing a full Q&A every month, at least once or twice a month. Eventually, I'll also be bringing on great guests. Now, you can just go straight to the App Store and get or Google Play and get the app, NeuroCycle app. Or you can go to our webpage and get the web version at neurocycle.app. Once again, I'll say the link will be in the show notes. And one more thing before you begin, if you enjoy this podcast, I would love, love, love if you could take a few minutes to rate and review this wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you like watching me, you can watch the video version of the show on my YouTube channel. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf on YouTube. And now on to the episode to learn about your non-conscious mind. Good evening. Hope you've had a fantastic day. I am very, really, really looking forward to sharing this live with you. It's so important to understand what the mind is. It's one of the questions that I get asked most often. What is the difference between the mind and the brain? When I do interviews, when I do conferences, people always have what is the difference and how does that actually work? How does the mind actually work? In science, very often you'll hear scientists saying that the mind is the hard question of science, and then all the neural networks and the neurons and all the things to do with the hardware of the brain are the easy question. And in a way, that may be right, and we have learned a lot of new things about the brain, but actually I don't believe that the mind is the hard question of science. Sometimes things are so obvious that we miss them. And I think mind is one of those things. It's so obvious that when you start hearing what I'm going to share with you tonight and seeing how to apply this in the NeuroCycle as you go about your detox journey, you'll see how wonderful it is to really understand these principles. Okay, so the mind is, at its most basic level, your aliveness. It's your ability to be able to join this live, and hi to all of you joining. It's the ability to process what I'm saying, to see me, to hear me, to think about what I'm saying in your own unique way. If you were dead, you wouldn't be able to do this. There would be nothing happening. So your mind is your ability to experience life, to experience these things that you are hearing and doing all day long and listening to and watching. It's also your ability to be aware of your internal life. which are all your experiences that you've had that are helping you to understand what's important, the new stuff that's coming in. Your mind is quite literally your aliveness, and it's not your brain. But your mind needs your brain in order to be able to express itself. The mind puts the information into the brain, and the brain responds to the mind. So now there are different levels of mind. The first level of mind is your consciousness, which is the easiest thing to understand. And very often when they talk about mind, they talk about the stream of consciousness or consciousness. But consciousness is your when you're awake, when you're not sleeping. And it's your conscious awareness of what you're listening to, what you're watching, what you're hearing, what you're understanding, what's going on internally in your thought life or physical functioning, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you're aware of your, like your body, how your body feels and so on. That's your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is awake when you are awake. Your conscious mind is not your brain. Your conscious mind is working with your brain. It's using your brain. It's using it like it uses hardware. It's like we, with our mind, use a computer. A computer can't do anything without us switching it on, putting on all the hardware and software has been installed. So that's the same like your brain. Your brain can't do anything without the mind activating it. The mind is helping you to understand and process and experience life and experience your inner life. But it's also driving your physiology. It's also driving everything about how your brain actually functions. It's driving your genetics, it's driving your heart, it's driving all that stuff, okay? And that's why when something happens or someone says something to you, you feel that response in your body because your mind took it in and it embrained it and embodied it, and the three together helped you experience it. One of my New Year's resolutions is to relax more. And I'm so happy that I found Apollo, a wearable that transforms how you feel through your sense of touch to give you more energy, a brighter mood, deeper relaxation, and better flow. Apollo Wearable was developed by neuroscientists and physicians to bring balance to your nervous system for less stress, better sleep, more energy, relaxation, and focus. It sends silent, soothing vibrations called Apollo Vibes that are like music you can feel. Just like music, higher vibrations help to improve your energy and focus, while lower vibrations reduce stress and help you relax. You can wear your Apollo on your ankle, like me, wrist, or attached to your clothing, and use the Apollo Neuro app on your phone, Apple Watch, or iPad to select or schedule vibes when and where you need more relaxation, energy, focus, or more. Apollo is different from other fitness and health wearables. It doesn't track your health biometrics. It actively improves your health by strengthening your nervous system. It has been tested by thousands in clinical and real-world trials, and across our research, Apollo wearable users experience up to 40% less stress and feelings of anxiety, on average up to 19% more time in deep sleep, 11% increase in heart rate variability on average, and up to 25% more focus and concentration. If you want to say goodbye to stress in the new year, check out Apollo. To get $50 off your device, just go to apolloneuro.com/Dr. Leaf. That's apolloneuro.com/Dr. Leaf. The link and details will be in the show notes. So when you're awake, you're consciously aware of what's happening. So that's your conscious mind. Your conscious mind's quite slow. It operates at about 2,000 actions per second, which means that it can only focus on one thing at a time, but quite fast. So it works in these little groups of 7 to 10. So it's like how my fingers are going up now, and then they go back down again. That's the speed at which your conscious mind is working. So things are coming up and things are going down. But even though it looks like it's almost happening at the same time, it's not. So your conscious mind, it operates at this slightly slower speed. And the reason is because you're consciously aware. You are paying attention to it. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of you're seeing it, you're hearing it, you're experiencing it, the physical sensations through your body, etc. So it's a lot. So your conscious mind is processing little bits at a time. So therefore we want to increase our consciousness and make it sharper and more aware. And when it's your conscious mind becomes sharper and more aware and more agile, it's then going to tune into the non-conscious. Okay, so we can talk about that in a moment. So first of all, the first level of your mind is your conscious mind. Then the second level of your mind is your subconscious. Now you often hear people talking about, it's in my subconscious. It's programmed into my subconscious. It's that your subconscious doesn't hold anything. It's sub the conscious mind. The conscious mind is when you're awake. The subconscious is between this consciousness and that level below, which is the non-conscious, N-O-N, non-conscious. The non-conscious is the biggest part of us. It is always working. It's enormous. It's super highly, brilliantly intelligent, which means that you are super highly, brilliantly intelligent. It never stops. It is the entirety of your aliveness, the wisdom, the things that have happened, and it's on your side, and it's like this constant ongoing stream of non-conscious, brilliant energy that is driving you as a human. Every experience goes in there, and the non-conscious is organizing all the experiences that you've had ever since a certain point in the womb to the age you're at now, however long you live for. All those experiences are coming in and like these little trees that are growing. So your non-conscious mind is like this enormous forest. It just goes on. So get a vision in your mind of a forest and just see it as going on forever and ever. And it never stops. Like a forest has always got this, there's always life going on in the forest. That every little tree is an experience. The small trees are experiences that didn't really take much, didn't have that much attention paid to them. The big, strong trees had a lot of attention paid to them. The green trees, if you want to visualize that, are the healthy trees. So here's a green tree, the toxic trees, the dark trees would be the unhealthy ones. Some are very bright and green and big and luscious and beautiful. Others are, some toxic trees are just tiny. Some toxic trees are huge and big and ugly and connected to other ones. We've got this whole variety in our forest of our mind, of our non-conscious mind, because your non-conscious mind is basically storing everything. Your non-conscious mind, I'm talking about a forest, and it's more like a sort of waves in this forest in the non-conscious level, and then it's physical looking trees inside the brain. Okay? I know it's a lot to process, but your non-conscious mind never stops. 24/7, it is on the go. Your non-conscious mind is responsible for you dreaming, because your dreaming is basically helping you process what's going on in the current part, in your current activities or things that are going on in your life currently, as well as the past, the immediate past, and going back down to childhood and to when you're a baby. So your non-conscious mind organizes these things and sorts and groups and is in control and is moving around 24/7. Your non-conscious mind works at about 400 billion actions per second. It is incredibly fast, incredibly, incredibly fast. It is beyond space and time. So present, past, and future is all mixed up in this non-conscious mind. And the reason I'm emphasizing the non-conscious mind is because in the midst of this non-conscious mind, the core, the heart of this non-conscious mind is incredible wisdom. Incredible wisdom. You are basically, your essence is wisdom. Wisdom to just function as a human. Just think of your biology. Just think of your neurobiology. Just think of how complex you are as a human. And that wisdom part of your non-conscious mind is driving that. And that non-conscious part of you, this wise non-conscious part of you, is the core and the heart. And all your experiences are around this wisdom of this non-conscious. In the non-conscious, the non-conscious is this huge thing. And in the center of the non-conscious is this wisdom. So imagine like maybe one part of the forest as being this beautiful dark green forest. And then on the outside are all the experiences. So it's in that heart of the non-conscious that we are able to stand back and observe ourselves, that we're able to see the other side, that we're able to reconceptualize, that we're able to find the good in something, find the ability to forgive, find acceptance, allow ourselves to be sad, allow ourselves to cry, to be depressed, allow ourselves to be encouraged to move on, allow ourselves to make statements of that are brilliant and wise. And that non-conscious mind is directly driving the physiology. So the non-conscious mind is the main driver of our brain cells and our body cells and our heart and all those parts of you, the non-conscious mind. And we talk about our neurobiology being wired for love, but we as humans are wired for love. So pretty much every cell in your body, down to the subatomic level, which is moving to vibrations and so on, is wired for love. It's wired for you to succeed, to be able to get through life. And that wired for love physical nature is connected to this wired for love, non-conscious gravitational field, electromagnetic life force, biofield, non-conscious spirit level. Okay. Which is a whole mouthful. And that is the part that we want to tap into. That is where our power resides. Now, notice I'm doing it in the middle. Around that are all the life experiences that we have and will have in the future and that we currently are having, present, past, and future. And this non-conscious mind, this brilliant part of it, has this ability to sweep over the outside, the forest around it, and to see which parts are dark and which parts are big and dark and disruptive, and looks and analyzes and is able to see that this disruptive, toxic bunch of trees is driving you, because your non-conscious, let me just quickly say that, everything in your non-conscious, that's what's driving you. If you want to know why you do what you do, you've got to look inside your non-conscious. You've got to get in there, and you've got to work with the wisdom part of your non-conscious mind. And that's what the neurocycle is teaching you to do. This process of doing the five steps every day has been scientifically shown by my clinical and some neuroscientific research, as well as thousands of people around the world have used it. Basically, what you are doing with the neurocycle is you are learning to train your conscious mind to tune in to the non-conscious through the subconscious. Subconscious is this portal, this doorway that takes the messages of the non-conscious and filters them through in this way. The reason that you've got this kind of thing happening, when I said this at the beginning, that with the way the things thought to move into the conscious mind through the non-conscious, through the portal of the subconscious from the non-conscious, is because you can't consciously handle the power of the non-conscious. Just think of it in terms of numbers. The non-conscious is operating somewhere at speeds of 10 to 27 and faster, which is faster than 400 billion actions per second. Your conscious mind's at about 2,000 actions per second. 2,000 is a lot slower, hugely slower than 400 billion actions per second. So therefore, the non-conscious is too fast to push everything through into your conscious mind. You go crazy. You can't handle that. So the subconscious filters. So as the non-conscious searches, it searches across all the networks and it sees which are the most disruptive. And it actually makes decisions about, hey, this is more disruptive than that toxic tree. And even though this may be bigger, that one over there may be a little smaller, but that's disrupting your now moment. It's disrupting a current relationship, because maybe that person is in your life at the moment, but when they're out of your life, maybe they go to another place or you don't see them as often or something like that. Then even though it's still an issue, it is not in your face now. So let's say you've got two toxic areas and one is really big and another one is not as big. That one that's not as big is related to maybe a person, and that person is, and the reason that your non-conscious is filtering that from to your subconscious into your conscious mind to work on, is because they're in your orbit. They're in your immediate orbit. And when they move out of your orbit, or when it's resolved, if it gets resolved in the time period that you're working on this, then it will go back down healed and then the next one will come up. So it's not always the biggest set or activated by your non-conscious through your subconscious into your conscious mind straight away. It is the ones that are most disruptive to your current functioning. And then when things are going smoothly, that's when the non-conscious mind says, okay, you're in a kind of better place at the moment. Let's go pull up some of these things from the past that have epigenetically coming through and I'm going to do a whole talk on epigenetics as well, but things that pass through the bloodline, the unresolved issues and issues of our parents and grandparents and so on, back generations, that passes through as these toxic trees, but they're all sealed up. And so, but those can be activated by certain triggers in your life. And maybe that's what will get activated and pushed through the non-conscious, through the subconscious into the conscious mind. Eating well is an important part of maintaining our brain health and mental well-being, but it can be so hard to find good quality food that doesn't cost a fortune. And this is why I love ButcherBox. You can easily find high quality meat and seafood you can trust with a 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood choices. All of their products are humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. Their amazing boxes are delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping, and they have a large range of exclusive member deals, recipe inspiration, guides, tips, and hacks as well. I personally love their chicken tenders. I make my famous chicken a la king with them for friends and family. It's always a hit in our house. And with ButcherBox, I know I'm getting the best quality food for my loved ones. Eat better this year with the best meat and seafood on the planet delivered to your door. ButcherBox is offering our listeners their choice of weeknight meal essentials, 3 pounds of chicken thigh, 2 pounds of ground beef, or 1 pound of premium steak tips for free in every order for a whole year. Plus, get $20 off your first order. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/Dr. Leaf and use the code Dr. Leaf to choose your free offer and get $20 off. The link and details will be in the show notes. The three levels of the mind are working together. And what we want to do is we want to consciously train ourselves to listen to the signals that are coming through the subconscious from the conscious mind. And those signals are attached to the thought trees, like I've been saying, and it will pull the thought trees through. So people often say to me, I don't know what to work on first because there's so many thoughts going through my mind. And I get that. And, you know, for this talk tonight, I actually created a little exercise for you to do to just help you practice this concept of understanding the non-conscious, the subconscious, and the conscious mind. But quickly, before I do the exercise, I just want to quickly recap a little bit. The conscious mind is only awake when you're awake. It is slow. It can only handle a few things at a time. Okay, it's brilliant, but it's slow. It's designed to only process consciously a few things at a time. Then there's the subconscious that kind of has this filter or doorway through which thoughts from the non-conscious will come through. So the non-conscious is operating 24/7 at 400 billion actions per second, incredibly fast, never stops, never goes to sleep. But your conscious mind goes to sleep when you go to sleep. And so does your subconscious. Your subconscious taps down majorly. But your conscious mind, when you go to sleep, your conscious mind goes to sleep. Your subconscious taps down in its functioning, pretty much going to sleep, but your non-conscious doesn't stop. And that's what I said, as we dream. So the non-conscious is keeping you going during the day and driving you and advising you that what you're being driven by. And if you're being driven by things, the conscious mind's not as you. So you've got to override you. It's not going to override your conscious mind. You've got to consciously make the decision to listen to your non-conscious mind and decide what you're going to override. This is the ability that we have. We have this ability, it's called the veto power. The conscious mind has this veto power. So the non-conscious, brilliant part, scans, finds what's the most disruptive and pushes that through the subconscious. Now it'll find a whole lot of stuff, especially when you're sleeping, and they get lined up. And lined up and ready for you to work on. So you can imagine that they're putting all these things in place. So just below the subconscious level, there's this other level that operates at about 1 million actions per second. And that's all the thoughts that need to be worked on, waiting in line. And as you are doing the work of the neurocycle, you, in a very orderly fashion, will start opening up the connection between the subconscious, between the non-conscious and the conscious, and the subconscious will then be guided. The non-conscious will say, okay, this one first, that one second, that one third, and push it through. And then it pushes through and you become aware through the signals. But you can train yourself to become aware of the signals and then of the thoughts very quickly by practicing listening to the non-conscious. Now let's talk about, we've spoken about conscious, subconscious, non-conscious. Non-conscious, biggest, 24/7, 400 billion actions per second on your side, scanning, got the brilliant part. Subconscious, portal, doorway. Non-conscious puts all these thoughts up, finds the most disruptive, lines them up. And then the subconscious, when you're awake, selects and sends through. And the non-conscious will basically select that one, send it through, select that one, send it through. And we're supposed to do something with what is sent through, the thought. That's what's sent through. We're supposed to do something. We're supposed to fix it. We're supposed to change it. We're supposed to pay attention and do something about it. And that's what the neurocycle is helping you do. And if we don't, it goes back down through the subconscious, into the non-conscious, and waits to get worked on again. And it unfortunately goes back a little stronger. The non-conscious also looks for the good stuff. It's not just about the bad stuff. The non-conscious also looks for the good stuff. And it'll also line them up on that other level just below the subconscious, kind of. It's in the subconscious level, but it's like a level below that where it's that all lined up to be dealt with. So the non-conscious piles them up and slows down and gets them waiting in the sort of waiting area. It's like a waiting room. There we go. I couldn't think of the word, a waiting room. And then they're in the waiting room and then like you get called by the doctor one at a time. So these things get called one at a time when your conscious mind is activated and ready. Now, a certain amount when we don't control it. Okay, so let me explain it like this. When we are working through the neurocycle, this process becomes quite orderly. It's very emotional. It's very taxing, as you've discovered. But when you don't work with the neurocycle, it still happens. The thing is that it happens in a very unorganized way. So it feels chaotic. Okay. It feels like so much is coming through, and that can be very, 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 very overwhelming. So what I want you to do to try and understand this, and you can experience this, and you can do it now, you can do it after this talk. I hope you found today's podcast interesting and helpful. If you want more tips and help with managing anxiety, depression, and mental health, be sure to visit my website at drleaf.com and to sign up for my weekly newsletter, where I also include a schedule of my speaking events and so much more. And follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for Dr. Caroline Leaf. Also, I love seeing all your posts on social media about this podcast. I love seeing what resonates with you and what you've learned. So be sure to continue posting and tagging me and letting me know what you think and how these tips worked out for you. And don't forget, leave a review and keep spreading the word about this podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I really hope you learned something new and helpful. Till then, I'm Dr. Caroline E. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guest. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or corrections of errors.